fix that up.
Yeah. Well, what about if there's a, out in the woods, if you have a kind of deep, narrow valley that's been cut by the water, by a stream?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Ravine.
Ravine, okay. And if there's been just kind of like a heavy rainfall, and there's been a thing cut across a field, a shallow thing cut across a field.
A gully washer.
A gully washer, okay. And you would call the rain itself a gully washer, wouldn't you?
In Southwest Virginia, they had one of these traveling ministers praying for rain, and his prayer would be the same wherever he went. We need rain, oh Lord. Send us, don't send us no gully washer, send us a gentle sod soaker.
Let me see. And then a small stream of water, you would call that what? That runs into
creek.
A creek?
Creek.
Okay. What would you call, now I talked with a man over in South Carolina, he made clear distinctions. What about if it's a very small thing like this, that maybe runs into a creek? Would you still call that?
Brook.
Brook. And what if it were a great big one?
Well, a great, most creeks are really big.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But a little one would be almost just like a little rivulet, wouldn't it, or something like that.
What about the word branch?
Branch.
Would you ever use that?
Yeah. You know what branch kin is?
No. That's interesting. What is it? What is that?
When everybody wets in the same stream, then we're branch kin.
I see. Okay.
And of course, in the country, everybody can do that, you know. You can say, I once said to one woman, I don't see how in the world you can have so much kin. All these cousins, all these people, you take off your tax return. How can it be? And she said, they're branch kin. I said, I don't understand that. And she told me in no uncertain terms what it was. But think of claiming kin like that. So he did. Oh, I tell you, those black ones in Virginia, they have a better education, for instance, through the years than they have down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have better, more accessible colleges for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or high schools or something.
Hampton.
And you can't, yes, you can't know how much they'll take off the income tax for Carsons that they're supporting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they get by with it. I mean, you know. And I said to one of the men, I don't see how they get by with it. And he said, well, maybe she does give them $5 a year. He said, that's helping them.
Yeah. Okay. What are some of the names of some of the creeks around here?
Well, there's Briar Creek, Sweetwater.
Where is that, Sweetwater?
Sweetwater's over here in Carolina.
Okay.
It's not too far. Now, Beaver Dam Ditch out this way, where the floods used to start, is more than a ditch. It's like a creek.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of creeks on the way from here to Waynesboro that are good for fishing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
You don't know all the names,
no.
Okay. Let me see. A small rise in the land, you call that a
hill?
Okay. And would you ever, what about if, I've seen these on the way, on the river, on the way up toward Lincolnton, it's kind of a hump that goes sort of way up. What would you call that? You know what I mean? You still call that a hill, probably?
Yes, I would call it a hill.
Would you ever call
what
it a
hill? What are you doing, going Clark Hill by Lincolnton?
No, I had students up there and I had friends, and
oh.
I travel around. I like
yeah.
to see what it looks like.
Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah. Let me see. I know what I wanted to ask you. The would you ever call that a knob?
Well, I suppose. In